So my first selected cases, and we kind of divided these up, and then I tried to prioritize what I thought might be most impactful. And so I started with the Homestead case, which is on page 15 and 16 of the materials, Morgan versus Regions Bank. And this one, I regret that I did not look up which of my Southern District of Texas colleagues this one came out of, but this is a per curiam opinion where the husband in a prior marriage, the fact scenario goes through this way. So in a prior marriage, the husband had sought out this piece of property in Belleville, Texas. And I had to look up where Belleville is. Somewhere between Katy and LaGrange. So we're talking closer to Houston than to Austin, and this will become important because the other piece of property is in Austin. So husband in first marriage sought out this property in Belleville, had it under contract, and then the wife, who he was at the time divorcing, chose not to enter into any sort of contract as to the property, and so he rented it out for a period of time and did not get it before his divorce, initial divorce, was finalized. And then comes up with a second marriage, and in the second marriage, he and the new wife, they purchase a home in Austin on Logan's Lane. And the home in Austin is where they both are on the deed, both husband and wife are on the deed, and purport to start out that way, although the facts then indicate that subsequently the husband and wife separated almost shortly after they closed on that new house. But in the meantime, the husband also purchased this property in Belleville, and on that deed, only the husband appears, and the husband indicates in the closing on that piece of property that he's not married, and so he's purchasing it solo. So we get this fact scenario to where the husband then ultimately files bankruptcy in the Southern District of Texas. So he must have been using, and did use on his initial schedules, the Belleville property, right? The one that was closer to Houston. So he didn't file in Western District, filed in Southern District, used on his initial schedules that he's in the Belleville property, and then attempts to claim a homestead in, I'm guessing, the more valuable Austin property, Logan's Lane, with his wife. And so the court then goes through the analysis of whether or not, actually the court doesn't go through the analysis. That's the one thing that's a per curiam Fifth Circuit opinion. And what the court does is rely almost entirely upon whether or not, let me get the exact quote here, the Fifth Circuit has a firm and definite conviction that the bankruptcy court committed a mistake, right? And so the factual determination of the bankruptcy court in this case was what the Fifth Circuit was going by, and the Fifth Circuit, after laying out these facts, determined that the bankruptcy court did not make a firm and definite mistake in the matter. What struck me, having been through many of these homestead cases before, is I know the line of Texas law that talks about the liberal construction of the homestead that generally favors the debtor for the most part. There's no mention of this whatsoever in this Fifth Circuit opinion. They're entirely going by what the bankruptcy court determined based upon the factual determinations of the bankruptcy court. And so, let me see, what else am I missing here? It's important also that in tax returns, the husband had indicated that the Belleville piece of property was his homestead for the 2017, 2018, and 2019 years. And so it wasn't until he filed the bankruptcy that he decided to try and switch around where his homestead was.
So, Sarah, could we go back to your first case for just a second? Were you able to tell in reading through the case whether or not the issue was one of the fee bills were nicely done, the time entries were very specific, or if it was one where, as we all have done when we were required to keep time, that there was a lot of sloppiness in the time entries? And the reason I bring it up is I've been a longtime advocate that especially trustees' lawyers really need to be careful how they do their time entries when they're completing their bills. Were you able to glean anything from the opinion as to what really drove the decision?
There wasn't a discussion in the opinion of the specific time entries. The court sounds like, yeah, I'm not sure. It doesn't sound like the specificity of the entries was really an issue. But I wonder that too. I wonder what they looked like, because the bankruptcy court said, you know, it was like the demarcation between what's trustees' duties and what is rightfully assigned to trustees' counsel is not black and white, and that some of the entries could have fallen within trustee duties or could not have. Sure. So I
can give you a good example.
Sure.
Because we all have done this, prepare for 341 meeting when the service that might have been rendered was reviewing a title opinion at the request of the trustee to prep for the 341.